Welcome to the God Show, episode 77, Ironic Smites, part 1. I'm here with Jesus Christ. How's it going, Jesus?
Hello, Dad. I'm pretty good. I gotta admit, I threw my back out the other day.
You threw your back out?
Yeah.
Were you hanging on the cross again?
No, that wasn't why, though that'll do it. Mm-hmm. But no, I was admittedly spending a lot of time playing that new Animal Crossing game that all the humans were playing.
Right.
And I mean, I was on the couch for hours.
Right.
And then I tried to get up and, oh, my back couldn't function.
Right. So you were being punished for your sloth.
Yes. I didn't realize I would be punished, but I was.
Yes. Yes. Well, you know, the universe has been designed this way so that, you know, every sin has a punishment built in.
Yeah. So please don't make me laugh too hard because my back is still recovering. I don't want to.
Well, I'm not that funny, so I don't think that'll be a problem. Right. So that kind of speaks to the theme of today's show, Ironic Smites. Mm. And, you know, you have kind of an ironic smite happening to you, Jesus. You threw your back out.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate you still coming on the show this week, even though you're lying in bed right now, right? At the edge of your bed.
I am. I'm not on the edge of my bed. I'm in bed, but I'm propped up in bed, and I've got this big box that I have my laptop mounted on, and yeah, this is the first time podcasting from bed, I must say.
Wait, you use computers to do this?
I do.
I mean, you can turn water into wine and bread into lots of bread, but you can't just, you know, speak and have it recorded by the clouds?
I didn't know I could do that. I need to look into that.
That's what I do. I have it uploaded straight to the cloud.
Damn, that's cool.
Yeah. Anyway, let's get into the show. Let's talk about the goddamn news. I've picked out a number of stories here that tend to skew into that ironic smite or karmic justice lane. Not all of these are perfectly ironic. The modern definition of karma has nothing to do with the religious definition of karma, which involves, you know, you're a good person, you come back as like a dog or an elephant or something cool, maybe a dinosaur. Not many people coming back as dinosaurs now.
No, that's a bummer.
Yeah, but if you're bad, you come back as like a cockroach.
Right, then you get stepped on.
That's the real definition. But the modern parlance, they say, oh, karma, bitch. You got what you deserved. It's like, oh, you're a bad person, and then something bad happens to you. That's karma. You're a good person, something good happens to you. I guess that's karma, too, but they don't really talk about it that much. Of course, I believe that this doesn't exist, because, one, I'm God. Two, there's so many people that prove it doesn't exist, like the president of the USA.
Yeah.
He's like, if anyone deserved karma, right? But, like, he became president instead?
Yeah. So, well, hopefully his karma will come around after he's president.
Right. They're like, wait for it. Any day now, wait for it. Yeah. Hope is a bitch.
Yeah.
All right. Well, maybe he will. We'll see. Maybe he'll swing me back to the whole karmic justice side. I would like to believe it's true. Wouldn't that be nice? Because that would just totally explain, like, why doesn't God do something about evil?
Yeah.
Well, just wait for it. Wait for it. All right.
And if he gets reelected this November, you're going to be waiting another 4 years. So vote him out, Americans.
Yeah. Or not. I mean, whatever you want to do, I guess. We're on your clock here. He said, you could try ingesting disinfectant. Maybe that'll work. I don't know.
Let the light in. Shine a light on the disease within. I thought that made me think of you when he said, shine a light inside of a body.
Why? You think I'm some huge idiot too?
No, of course not. I mean, just like letting the light in. It seems like a religious type of thing. Something you would read about in the Bible or you might hear from God.
Well, hopefully nobody listens to him and actually does it, but
yeah.
When there's 360 million people, you know, eventually someone's going to be like, oh, president said to do it, I'll do it.
Clorox and Lysol and all these other companies are now releasing statements saying, don't listen to what the president said. Please don't swallow our disinfectant.
This is just like that time kids were eating Tide Pods.
Yeah.
Except right. Now it's the president.
Right.
Saying, like, eat Tide Pods.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. That's the president. All right. Reality is fucked up, isn't it, Jesus?
Yeah. The stories we have today, though, I think are feel-good stories.
Oh, yeah. Let's get into the feel-good stuff. What's the first one again, Jesus?
So a woman was caught on video ripping a Confederate flag off of a truck at a stoplight.
Right. Right.
With the caption on Twitter, not all heroes wear PPE, we see a woman at a stoplight get out of a car and pull this Confederate flag off of this truck that's being towed. And she does it so quickly and easily. It's just such a great watch. And this video has nearly 7 million views on,
right.
on Twitter.
I was pretty brave. I mean, person in that car could have a gun.
I guess it was a little safer because this truck was being towed. So it's not like the person was driving this truck with the Confederate flag. So maybe that person who owns the truck, you know. Wow.
That's a good point, Jesus.
Yeah, she felt like she could get away with it.
You're smart, Jesus.
Thanks, Dad.
Okay, what else we got?
A dad forced the son to apologize after he threatened a supermarket worker. And video of the apology went viral. It's since been taken down, but this boy named Charlie, he was one of two teens who were seen verbally harassing and threatening staff at a grocery store in the UK. And his dad saw this video, and he got really disappointed in his son.
I wonder if this is related to the whole virus situation.
Oh, yeah, it is. And that's what's so disturbing about this. I mean, this kid went in and started bothering these workers who are very busy right now taking care of the public who, you know, really need their help right now.
Right.
And so the dad marched the kid into the grocery store and made him apologize.
Well, that's a good father.
Yeah, definitely.
I could learn a lot from him. He's probably a better father than I was to you, Jesus.
No, you've always been good to me.
Well,
then again, I know no different.
What about that time I let you die on the cross?
Well,
you're so
you know
forgiving,
me.
Jesus. Thank you.
Exactly. I'm very forgiving. Just don't let it happen again.
You're the only one hurting themselves is you now with your back.
Right. Yeah, I am my own worst enemy. Speaking of supermarkets, a supermarket director had the best response to a hoarder who tried to return products. So this guy goes into a food store, buys all the paper towels and toilet paper.
Right.
And hand sanitizer. We're talking about 150 packs of toilet paper and 150 units of 1 liter hand sanitizer.
What an asshole.
This guy who goes into the store and buys all this tries to sell it at a markup online. Can't do it. So he goes back to the food store and says, hey, can I return all this? And the owner of the grocery store documented this in his weekly YouTube show called Retail Wrap, and in the video he flips the guy the bird.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Great job, supermarket director guy. What a bunch of assholes. They're like, oh, the human race is gonna die, I'll make money off of it.
Right.
I'm glad that these people are getting what they deserve. We'll be right back. I'd love your support at patreon.com/thegodshow. You'll miss every other episode unless you become a patron. This show only exists thanks to support from listeners like you. Welcome back. All right, Jesus, what do we got next on Ironic Smites?
So we've seen a lot of people going out in public, violating social distancing guidelines.
Right.
You know, just not following directions.
Just it's humans proving they're stupid as shit.
Yeah, exactly.
And I know what the humans will say. They're like, well, we're made in your image.
Yeah.
We're made in your image. we're made in your image, Dad. Your fault. It's your fault, I'm fucking dumbass. We're made in your image. You know, I'm so tired of hearing that. Made in an image doesn't, like, the image has nothing to do with your brain and your personality. That's right. Free will, okay? People are choosing to be fucking dumbasses. Stop blaming it on God. Take some personal responsibility for your own fucking stupidity. Can I get an amen, Jesus?
Amen.
Thank you.
I can't amen too loud, though, or I'm going to throw my back out again.
You're going to hurt your diaphragm. All right.
So, so this woman was violating the guidelines.
Right.
She posted photos online showing off the fact that she was out and about living her life, not listening to these guidelines.
Can I impersonate what she says here?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So here she is with an elderly man and her family and tons of children, just surrounded by family, right? Here's me and my friends living our lives. Friends? It's not your friends. It's obviously your fucking family. Oh.
At her fourth birthday, hugging, drinking, sharing cake and food. It's wonderful. I'm going to keep living my life. Fuck the clickbait and stop living in fear. We will be fine. We're not sheep.
I like that she spelled bait in clickbait wrong.
The wrong way.
It's B-A-T-E. Like the way that masturbate ends. And I like that she's trying to, you know, at a fourth birthday, family, fun. And then she says, fuck. And then here's the next tweet. Here with, again, shown with three children.
Another night of getting out and living our lives. I'm not worried about our germs. # don't be paranoid. # strong mind. # not a sheep.
Strong mind? More like stupid mind?
Right.
Okay. And then... A story told in 3X. Act 3.
I've tried requesting a test in multiple places, and there's no option, or they tell me I have a cold. Where can I get tested for this virus? It's my right to be tested. I want to know. # can't find a test. # is this real?
excuse me?
Stupid says what?
What are you, paranoid? Do you not have a strong mind? Are you a sheep? Come on.
Yeah. Stop living in fear.
Yeah, what the hell?
I guess she gave in to the clickbait. You've been clickbaiting too hard. I've tried, all caps. It's sad. It's still sad, even when it's an idiot, that they can't get tested.
I wonder why, I guess she has symptoms and she was growing worried. I wonder why she felt the need to get a test. But yeah, it is a bummer that a lot of people are still having difficulty getting tests across the country and in across America and across other parts of the world.
Okay, so some of these responses, this is a good one. Samantha Ravendahl. This is a perfect example of don't care unless it happens to me.
Right.
Next one, Carol Bask, and I see Carol Baskin. Okay. Oh, karma, how I love you so. TB responds with, she's a bitch, but she's a fair bitch, I tell you what. Charles Darwin is loving this. We should interview him on the show.
He available? We'll have to ask his agent.
He's a tough get.
So our old friend Tony Spell, a pastor who in Louisiana who has been keeping his church
open.
Right,
ex-magician, ex-local magician, Tony Spell, who turned televangelist. We don't know that. I just assume it's true because his last name is Spell and he's a con artist.
One of his lawyers have now tested positive for COVID-19.
What?
Yeah. And interestingly, this lawyer was at one of his church services.
Of course.
Back in early April. And he said he did not feel ill during the church events and has no idea how he may have contracted the virus.
At church, dumbass.
Yeah, we've got one guess. and he said this, by the way, while he was taking oxygen through his nose. So he was in serious trouble.
Just horrible. That's on Tony Spell's conscience. That's his fault.
Yeah.
Talk about being a sheep.
Right.
# don't be a sheep. Don't go to a church just because your pastor wants your money. Okay, I know you like going to church. I get it. It can be fun sometimes. You know, you sing in a choir and you're like, I like this song. I like standing up and sitting down. Damn, that bread was good. What the fuck they put in that? I mean, I know I'm hungry because I don't eat until after church. Damn, that grape juice is good.
This lawyer, whose name is Jeff Wittenbrink, by the way, also said, I'm very proud of Pastor Spell. I think he's one of the few people who understands we shouldn't just throw away our civil liberties without a fight just because there's some kind of crisis going on. Who cares if there's a crisis? Yeah, church must go on.
I mean, I guess if these people prefer going to church and potentially dying 30 to 40 years earlier than they should because they would rather take a risk,
mm-hmm.
I guess they shouldn't be stopped. I mean, can you force them not? I guess you can force them not to. Oh, the problem is that, of course, then they get other people sick. Oh, yeah.
Right.
I'm always sort of like confused by that. I keep thinking about this. It's so insane.
Yeah.
It's like, just let the baby have its virus bottle, but then they're going to get other people sick. Well, I guess you would call that karmic justice, too. Stupid is stupid dies. And this is not a slam on Tom Hanks.
No.
I mean, we were going to call it Tom Hanks disease, but if we called it that, then everybody would want it.
Right. It's too friendly. It's too welcoming.
Right. Instead, it's Donald Trump disease. I mean, you know, he didn't invent it. He just popularized it.
He made it easy to catch it.
Ugh.
So speaking of people who aren't listening to warnings and who think they've got this under control, the Indonesian health minister who trusted you to protect his people has been eating COVID crow. Metaphorically speaking.
Oh, really? I thought he was actually eating crow.
No, that'd be kind of cool, though.
That would be like a double layer.
Yeah. 2 months ago, Indonesia's health minister, Terawan Agus Putranto, he declared confidently that he and the Almighty, that's you, had that whole coronavirus thing well under control. However,
he was lying out his ass.
Yep, because by April 9th, the virus had spread to all of Indonesia's 34 provinces. On April 10th, the official death tally was 469 nationwide, but there are reports that that's undercounted.
Yeah.
Their fatality rate is expected to be one of the highest in the world. So you didn't help them. If only they were listening to the God Show, they would know that you are unable to assist.
Yeah, I made it very clear from the beginning that I was not going to do a damn thing.
Right. Listen already.
How does he get to become a health minister?
Yeah, he definitely needs to resign after this.
Isn't it crazy how many people in high up positions have gotten there strictly because they're anti-science morons?
Yeah, yeah. Or just luck. It's kind of
inspiring.
I mean,
they represent their constituencies, really.
Oh, yeah. It's inspiring, though, because it means that you, too, can get in one of these positions of power. If these people can, surely you can, too.
Just turn off your brain, become, right? Like, a complete fucking dumbass, deny science, and people will vote for you.
Oh, it's too good. It's inspiring. It seriously inspires me.
Talk about failing up, yeah.
So anyway, back to some crazy white women.
Hey, don't be racist. Are you going to start calling it Karen-o-virus?
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Karens get really upset, some of them. Which kind of proves the point, the whole Karen meme. Mm. If you get upset, but poor Karens.
Yeah.
I think I saw Tom Holland, Spider-Man.
Yeah.
He was criticizing this whole Karen thing because he has a friend named Karen. And
oh.
Then there was someone who was like, no, you don't understand. This is why it's a thing. And she was like, but I'm named Karen. And I, you know, so some Karens are for it. Other Karens against it. Personally, I'm not going to touch this one because there's one thing I've learned. You don't fuck with Karen.
That is true. Don't worry, Karens out there. This will blow over in maybe another year or so. We'll move on to Ashley's or Mary's or, I don't know, somebody else.
Hmm.
But anyway, so a group of women went to Target and documented their trip on social media and were saying that they were living their best life in close proximity at Target.
which the best life? Wasn't that a phrase coined by Oprah?
Maybe. Like,
live your best life. And she's put on all these doctors, like Dr. Phil.
Right.
And Dr. Oz, who are now basically coronavirus deniers.
Yep.
And she needs to denounce them.
More people. Yeah, she really should. I would love to see that. Yeah, Dr. Phil was talking about how more people die in swimming pools and car accidents, forgetting that, you know, those things aren't contagious. But
have you ever seen pictures of Dr. Phil's house?
Oh, yeah, it's terrifying.
Oh, yeah. If you haven't seen that, you're listening, go to Google and, like, search for Dr. Phil's house. It is totally insane. His dining room, there's, like, these weird cartoon character statues, and then there's just a huge gun wall.
Yeah.
He's like a Danny McBride character.
So these Karens at Target, they tweeted, I'm going to do my best white girl voice now. We're celebrating friendship and living our best life in spite of everything going on in the world right now. We were all feeling the feels of quarantine and missing normal life, so we decided to create our own version of fun together. And it's been so good for our souls. Grateful for our tribe and how we love each other in the good times and the seasons of struggle.
Wow.
Seasons of struggle.
Damn, that was good, Jesus.
Oh, thank you. Reminds me of that song from Rent, Seasons of Struggle.
Yeah. Oh, this picture. They look so dumb. They got the Michelle Bachman eyes.
And their hair up in buns. And they're like, look at us in close proximity in Target at the customer service desk.
Again, stupid is and stupid dies.
Look, it's okay to go to Target to go to get necessities, but don't go with your besties and talk about the season of struggle and document your trip on social media. Go in by yourself with a mask, be in and out, get what you need, and go home.
Yeah, but, you know, you'd have to understand and respect science first, Jesus.
Oh, of course.
It's not, is it any shocker, the people that, like, really hate this and think it's bullshit. Anti-vaxxers, televangelists, idiot presidents, and governors and mayors. It's amazing, yeah. Mm-hmm. There's so many stupid idiots out there. Idiots are the ones that really have a problem. This is like the idiot apocalypse.
In other news, a COVID-denying pastor died of COVID-19. Which we spoke about either on this public show or on Patreon. And now his family has the virus too.
Oh.
This was the family of Bishop Gerald O. Glenn in Richmond, Virginia.
That is really sad.
His daughter, his mother, her husband, her sister, they all have it. It's spread.
I mean, they just lost the husband and father. And
mm-hmm.
On Friday, she released a Facebook video saying everyone was feeling better. That's great. But he said that that guy was going to protect him. God is larger than this dreaded virus.
No, you're not.
And he was bragging about how full his church was.
Yeah.
Well, you live, you learn, I guess. Or you die and you learn. Pretty much no matter what happens, you learn, hopefully. Or you don't learn. And you are going to Target with your besties.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what's next? That was sad.
You'll love this story. This will make you happy, I think. The Ark Encounter, the attraction. Yeah. You can go visit Noah's Ark, air quotes.
Mm-hmm.
Ticket sales have plummeted since COVID-19.
Well, of course.
There's a public record of their sales. This is interesting. And you can see how their sales have dropped over the past couple months. Ark Encounter had 15,000 paying visitors in March. However, that's a mere fraction of the 70,000 they had last March.
Wow, they had 70,000 visitors?
Yeah, in a single month.
They're doing great.
Yeah.
Well, they were.
They were.
And now there's like a flood. did they prepare for this?
Everybody in the Ark.
How many? Everybody in the Ark. Yeah, like, is this a functioning Ark?
I wonder.
I don't think so.
How many people can fit in this Ark? This Ark, I wonder.
It would be funny if the Ark Encounter got flooded.
It'd be funny if the Ark Encounter's maximum occupancy was like 20 people. But yeah, that's something. I mean, this is interesting looking how much money they make during the summer.
Oh, I bet they're going to get tons of government assistance for that stupid shit.
Oh, that would suck. They can make $80,000 a month over the summer, it looks like. Like last summer, wow. 80,000 just in July. That's incredible.
Ooh, and infuriating.
Yeah.
I think there should be more Bible-themed theme parks.
You do?
Sure, sure. The more, the better, because then, you know, you and I are out there, and they'll be thinking about us, they'll be Googling it, and then they'll discover the God Show.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm down for that.
And, you know, just maybe someday we can buy one of them and, like, make them really cool.
Yeah, well, I was just going to say, why don't we just build our own? Why wait for anybody else?
Doesn't seem like a great time to go into the theme park business.
No, well, we can start sketching some attraction ideas out now, and once it's safe, we can start building.
Well, I mean, heaven is already like Disney World.
But they can't visit, then come back down to Earth. Once you're up here, you're up here.
Oh, yeah.
That's it.
It does get old pretty fast. Well, people are always complaining about the buffet line, that it gives them the runs. And I'm like, you know, talk to the angel of cooking or whatever.
If people are getting the runs, I think we need to look at where that food's coming from. Maybe it's low-quality food.
It's just cheap. Yeah, it's low-quality food because, you know, the profit margin, you got to drive it up, Jesus. That's right. There's money in heaven.
Well, our final story today, AT&T is asking DirecTV channels to consider dropping Jim Baker's show because of his COVID cure scam. They're thinking that airing his show may be a liability.
Wow.
Yeah, they're so concerned that people are going to start taking, we've spoken about this in the past, he's been touting the silver as a coronavirus cure, and mm-hmm. we also spoke about how he's been asked to stop selling silver by the FDA, I think, and now AT&T has sent a letter to several channels which air Baker's show, and urged them to look into possible legal ramifications.
Oh, but look at this. It's already happening. According to Newsleader review of multiple online TV schedules, including a DirecTV schedule for World Harvest Television, it appeared that reruns of Baker's weekday show, previously scheduled for 7 to 9 p.m. Friday, had been replaced by episodes of Lone Ranger, a Western drama that originally aired 1949 to 1957. Of course, we all know the Lone Ranger.
Yeah.
They replaced a man who's selling silver with a man who rides silver. Well said, Hammond.
So that's nice that AT&T is taking some action. It's a good point. I mean, their customers are watching Jim Baker spout his nonsense, and they're kind of being complacent by letting Jim Baker's show continue to air. So
yeah, fuck that guy. He should not only be off the air, he should be probably in a jail somewhere.
Amen.
He belongs in a prison. So on the next episode of the God Show, which will you're gonna get a teaser here, and we will discuss the rest on patreon.com/the God Show. We're going to discuss all these anti-science, anti-lockdown protesters that happened last week. Did you see that, Jesus?
Oh, yes, I did.
And we're going to discuss that, and we're going to discuss fake doctors and televangelist criminals, Tony Spell. We can talk about this, you know, why you shouldn't drink bleach.
Do we have to
things we shouldn't
it?
Have to say. Yeah, we're going to just, you know, they're saying that Jesus is my vaccine. And we're going to make it clear that Jesus is not a vaccine. Right, Jesus?
That's correct. Nor am I a disinfectant. So don't start saying that either.
Jesus can't even get out of bed. He's got a hurt back.
Yeah, what? I can't do anything for you right now.
Doctor said he needs a bacchiotomy. We'll see you next time on The God Show. The Lord has spoken. I'd love your support at patreon.com/thegodshow. You'll miss every other episode unless you become a patron. This show only exists thanks to support from listeners like you.